This is John Batchelor, conversation with reporter Greg Smith of The City, an online journal, about the rat infestation in New York City public housing, the oldest in the nation. Greg tells me there is no easy solution other than spending money and hiring people to both inspect and then solve the rat infestation. It's particularly frightening to learn that unknown number of the buildings of New York City public housing, some built in the 30s, some built in the 50s and 60s, unknown number have dirt floors in the basement. Dirt floors. And the rat population takes advantage. Here's Greg describing going into a building with a dirt floor in the Bronx.
Buildings in public housing in New York City, most of them were built before the 60s, and some of them date back to the 30s. This is where public housing started, New York City. And some of them are from the 40s. Several of them are from the 50s and 60s. And many of them have a basement floor that is dirt. So it looks like a root cellar in some of these places where you have no concrete and this magnificent landscape for the Norwegian rat to build his own little condominium. And I can tell you that I have seen these underground burrows, and these are within the actual building. So they're underneath where people are living in the basement. And at one point I went to one of them in the Bronx where we go inside the basement and we're kind of wandering around. Not all the lights are on, so that makes it very interesting. But you can see literally dozens of these little holes that are all over the place in this basement underneath where people are living. And we sat there for a while and were very quiet, didn't make any noise. And then we began to see the tenants of these little holes appear and start skittering about from one hole to another. And they went about their business completely unperturbed. This was their realm. They had total control down there, and nobody had really done much of anything to deal with it. Since then, they have figured out that the better way to deal with this is to cap the dirt cellar floors with concrete, which makes sense. But they are just doing it kind of piecemeal. They do it like one development at a time. They do not even know how many of these dirt floors there are.
This is John Batchelor.